He's not likely to be a national joke when he goes up to Capitol Hill today. Bo Lundgren is director of the Swedish National Debt Office, and he is the Minister for Fiscal and Financial Affairs during the Swedish financial crisis in the early 1990s. Mr. Lundgren is set to testify in front of the Congressional Oversight Panel to help us understand what the strategy was in Sweden that involved nationalizing banks and other interventions in the economy that brought Sweden out of its crisis in the early 90s. Bo Lundgren, thank you very much for joining us this morning from Washington.
Thank you. Very nice to talk to you.
First of all, you know, Sweden is a very different country from the United States in the sense of size and diversity of population, climate. How is the Swedish example translatable and scalable to this much bigger crisis that the U.S. finds itself in?
You're right. We're a much smaller country, and of course, things are more complex now. What we had was a regional problem, a regional crisis. Now you have a global crisis, which affects also Sweden and other countries all around the world. So of course, there are differences. On the other hand, when you have a banking crisis, there are things that you have to do if it's a big economy or if it's a small economy. You have to maintain liquidity in the financial system, which the Fed is doing here now. And you have to, as a government, also help out and see to it that you'll have confidence restored in the system. And you have to do it in one way or another. We did a blanket guarantee. And then you have, of course, to do the capital injections needed to get the capital base for lending back to normal again. And if the private sector doesn't do it, you have to do it as a government. So these were the guidelines we followed.
Mr. Lundgren, what does a blanket guarantee mean, and who and what were you guaranteeing?
We were guaranteeing when we came into this systemic crisis, a complete collapse in the financial sector, we guaranteed that no creditors or depositors would lose anything. Of course, the shareholders had to pay first. We didn't want to bail out the shareholders, so we were very tough on the owners and management in banks, which meant that we didn't nationalize, which is the picture here, so many banks. Some of them managed on their own due to the hard conditions we had to do capital injections.
Now, who extended credit to Sweden to allow you to make good on that guarantee and to retire the assets that were troublesome in the Swedish economy? And I gather the U.S. doesn't necessarily have the same options for financing that Sweden did.
Well, the main financing you have to do through the central bank, or at that time I wasn't director of the debt office since I was a minister, but the debt office also borrowed a lot of money, which was used both to handle our recession in the economy, the deficit in the budget, but also to be able to lend to the banks that were in need of funding. So like the Fed today borrows a lot more than they normally should have done. It's a possibility for all countries to finance them as long as there are investors out there who want to do it.
I wanted to ask about the politics of this. I understand that the plan that you ultimately were able to pull together required the participation of opposition parties. Is that correct?
Yes, we were a four-party minority government and had a populist party. So it was a rather difficult political situation. And that is one of the advantages, perhaps, of being a small country, that if you have a crisis, it's easier to get political consensus. But one thing that helped us very much was that when I took office in October 91, it was just after an election we had the crisis. I wouldn't have, if I can choose, a banking crisis just before an election like you had last autumn. It's more difficult to have the political consensus even within parties.
So, Mr. Lundgren, I wonder if I might sort of lead you in a slightly different direction.
Sure.
Will you listen to this? I mean, the idea that the Swedes are going to be an example for the U.S. economy has made some in America who, you know, maybe are a little bit xenophobic, maybe who like to poke fun, has given them a bit of a field day. And I wonder if you could comment on this for a moment. Here's Stephen Colbert, a noted American commentator.
The Swedish model. And not the good kind that marries Tiger Woods. No. They're talking about Swedish economic policy. You see, in the early 1990s, Sweden's economy collapsed. So, what did they do? They nationalized their banks, returned stability to the assets, and then sold off the restructured companies back to the private sector. But I say, just because that worked doesn't mean I have to become Swedish.
So, Bo Lundgren, here you've got people making sport of the fact that Sweden is going to help us out here. I mean, poor superpower America can't take a little advice from Sweden. What do you make of that?
I mean, obviously, as I said, Sweden is a small country, already in the mid-90s, for instance, Alan Greenspan referred to the Swedish crisis. I mean, we were lucky to some extent, and we tried to learn from others as well. I mean, the way we categorized the banks that have problem was borrowed from the 1933 handling of the crisis in the U.S., for instance. We learned from some of the mistakes that were made during the savings and loans crisis and didn't want to repeat that as well. Of course, as I said, there are many differences, but there are also a lot of misunderstandings. Sweden isn't a socialist country. We didn't socialize or nationalize more than two banks, and one was already partly government-owned. The others managed on their own due to the way we handled the situation. Of course, you shouldn't go and do it the Swedish way. But as we look to the U.S. and to other countries for experiences, I think that it's always good to look at others to find if there is something you could use out of that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this nationalization issue. Americans are very sensitive about it, and it sounds as though it was a controversial issue to some extent in Sweden when you were dealing with it in the early 90s. Are you confident that the way Americans are dealing with this nationalization question, maybe tiptoeing to the edge without actually jumping over, is going to be effective here? Or should the Treasury come clean and basically call a spade, if I might use an overused phrase here?
Well, first of all, I'm a market liberal myself. We were a center-right government. Of course, we didn't want to nationalize anything, and the Swedish business sector isn't much nationalized. France's business sector is more nationalized than Swedish. But what you have to understand is that if a bank has a problem and you have to do capital injection into that bank, you shouldn't bail out shareholders. I mean, it's market economy. If you have to take a large share of the capital in the bank, then of course you should have the same both voting power and rights and responsibilities that come with that. That is market economy. To be honest, I cannot really understand why shareholders should be bailed out by capital injections that carry no voting rights. Of course, I don't want to nationalize, but if you have to do it, it's crisis management.
So it's interesting because the Citibank, they're very worried about the shareholders as the stock goes to zero, right?
Yeah, but people are saying that governments are not good owners. That's right. I mean, governments shouldn't run businesses, shouldn't run banks. But obviously, those people that ran the banks now here haven't done a very good job, to put it mildly. So why should the shareholders that have left Citigroup or other banks in this state, why should they be bailed out?
Good point.
You know, what do you think, ultimately, your country would be like if you hadn't done this massive intervention?
We would, of course, have the same situation like Japan. In Japan, they didn't act resolutely as we tried to do anyway. I mean, we did, of course, mistakes ourselves. But they had a prolonged crisis that lasted almost 15 years with slow growth and problems in the economy, and they still have some effects of that.
Some say it's still going on. So, Bo Lundgren, you're headed up to Capitol Hill. Any sense that the Swedish example for dealing with the financial problem is likely to be in the United States as popular as, say, Swedish pop music or IKEA when we look back on this?
I don't think, as I said, I don't think that you can take what we did and transform that to the American way of handling the crisis. But I think that you could, for instance, not be afraid to nationalize a bank if that's what you need to do in order to take your role as a responsible owner of the bank, for instance.
Well, Bo Lundgren, director of the Swedish National Debt Office that was responsible for getting Sweden out of the financial crisis in the early 1990s. Good luck on Capitol Hill, sir.
Thank you very much.
I think it's fair to say that Bo Lundgren will be getting a much friendlier reception on Capitol Hill than the head of AIG did, that's for sure.
Absolutely.